This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says that the results of this week's elections have given him a mandate to build a better South Africa for all. But as Reuters' Edward Barron reports, the ANC's grip on power has weakened as its share of Wednesday's vote declined from previous elections.
The Electoral Commission said the ruling ANC party won the majority of parliamentary seats with a 57.5% share. The ANC's victory secures it enough seats to give President Cyril Ramaphosa another 5 years in office. But the party was punished by voters for faltering efforts to address corruption, unemployment and racial disparities in housing, services and land distribution. The ANC's seats in the 400-member parliament fell to 230 from 249. The main opposition, Democratic Alliance, also saw its number of seats fall to 84 from 89.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Afghanistan officials say that a former prominent female television journalist in Afghanistan has been killed in Kabul. Interior Ministry spokesperson says that Mina Mangal was shot dead by two men on a motorcycle in Kabul's 8th District early Saturday morning. She had worked for more than a decade as a presenter for several Afghan television networks and also ran popular social media pages that discussed the rights of Afghan women to work and for Afghan girls to go to school. Several terrorists stormed a 5-star hotel in Pakistan Saturday near the China-operated Arabian Sea port of Gwadar, killing at least one security guard there. The Pakistani military said its security forces quickly encircled the heavily armed assailants in the staircase leading to the top floor, and all guests were safely evacuated. A separatist group known as the Balochistan Liberation Army took responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. The United Nations and Pakistan officials are investigating causes of a new outbreak of HIV infections in a southern district where nearly 400 people have been diagnosed in less than 2 weeks. Officials confirmed Saturday that nearly 80% are children, with nearly half of them under the age of five. Local media began reporting about the epidemic 2 weeks ago from a district in Sindh province, which has already experienced three outbreaks in recent years, blaming a local medical doctor treating several patients with a single needle and syringe for spreading the virus, which causes AIDS. Yemen's Houthi movement on Saturday started withdrawing forces from Salif port in Hodeida under a UN-sponsored deal that had been stalled for months. Reuters witness said, reviving hopes for peace efforts to end the 4-year war. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lanna reports.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hodeida, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hodeida port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people. A minister in the Yemeni government dismissed the Houthi movement's pullout as a show meant to, quote, disinform the international community. The Reuters witness said a dozen trucks carrying Houthi fighters, armed with rocket-propelled grenade launchers and machine guns, had departed from Salif on Saturday. He also confirmed that the Coast Guards had since taken over.
Reuters' Francesca Lina reporting. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido told his supporters Saturday at a rally in Caracas that he's instructed his ambassador to the U.S. to contact the U.S. military to pressure President Nicolas Maduro to step down from the post. Guaido spoke to a demonstration of crowds in a commercial district in Caracas. He spoke a day after Venezuelan court Friday ordered Edgar Zambrano, the vice president of Guaido's opposition-controlled National Assembly, to be held at a military facility after being arrested earlier in the week. Zambrano and 9 other opposition leaders are under investigation in connection with the failed military insurrection. 40 U.S. states have filed a lawsuit against 20 pharmaceutical companies that make generic drugs, accusing the companies of participating in a scheme to inflate drug prices, sometimes as much as 1,000%. Generic drugs are low-price alternatives to brand-name drugs. The 500-page lawsuit filed Friday seeks damages, civil penalties, and actions by the court to restore competition to the generic drug market. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Mothers, they do so much for us. No matter where we live on this earth, our moms put us here. Many countries honor Mother's Day and mother figures once a year, but in North America, we do it on this second Sunday in May. So this edition of Music Time in Africa is for all of you mothers out there. It's full of Mother's Day music and is presented by very loving artists from Uganda, Morocco, and Ghana. And also by several VOA personalities from here in Washington. The song of the week is by a female vocalist and businesswoman. Her name is Akodi, and her song, Shengerere Mama, is dedicated to her mother, and you're gonna love it. Kwame Ofori joins me in the studio to present that. Now, as what has become a tradition since the past couple of years, I'm playing you the full 9-minute, 50-second original version of Sweet Mother. Oh yeah, that is the best Mother's Day anthem of all time. That's actually presented by Ugandan R&B artist Maro, and he picked the song himself, too. I didn't even tell him it was our tradition. And finally, I have a special treat from the heart of Wassalon country in southwestern Mali. I've got a feature interview with Mali's greatest diva, Oumou Sangaré. She is a boss. Not only is she a world music legend, she is also a businesswoman. Oumou recently held her own international music festival in her hometown, Yamfolila. VOA reporter Bram Posthumus was there, and he brings highlights from that visit and interview with La Diva. So sit back, peepas, and especially you, Maz, put your feet up or get them rubbed. Have a glass or a cup, whatever you want, and enjoy the show. I'm starting us off today in Guinea with one of its greatest singers of all time, Mori Kanté. It's called Mama, and it elevates and praises all mothers everywhere. I dedicate this song to my own precious mother, Dorothy. Happy Mother's Day, Mama. right, hello everybody. That was Mori Kante with Mama, recorded in 2004. This is Heather Maxwell. We're at the top of Music Time in Africa. So today is Mother's Day, and I have lots of help celebrating it. In fact, all of the rest of today's playlist, except for Song of the Week, has been selected by artists and VOA personalities from the Africa Division right here in Washington. This next song is the original 9-minute, 50-second African anthem, Sweet Mother. Ugandan R&B singer and former Music Time in Africa studio guest Maro chose this song to dedicate.
Hi, everyone. My name is Maro, a.k.a. the R&B Chavazinga from Uganda, and I am a musician. I have a message to all the mothers all around the world, but most especially the African mothers who go through thick and thin to model us into something. I am something because of different mothers. If you know the history, or if you know our ways in Uganda or Africa, another person's kid is your kid. So every mother we pass by the street has done something to nurture every kid you see. So with that, I will leave you by saying I dedicate the song that I will just sample a little bit. That is, Sweet Mother, I'll never forget you, for they suffer where you they suffer for me. Yeah. So peace out, and my name is Maro from Uganda. Thank you, VOA.
Sweet Mother. Sweet Mother.
stop, 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 make you no cry again.
Thank you.
Music Time in Africa.
This is Kips Dube of the Voice of America in Washington. I work for the Zimbabwe Service. I wish to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Mothers are very important people in life. So without a mother, you know, life is not always good. So it's always good to listen to your mother. You know, Brenda Fassie, you know, at one stage had to sing this song which says, Mama, I'm sorry. I believe that she may have done something wrong and she was apologizing to her mother. Mothers are very important. If they say don't do this, don't do it.
Mama, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Hello, sweet listeners and sweet mothers. Happy Mother's Day. This is Heather Maxwell
only facilitating today's show as so many other artists and VOA personalities participate in this year's special Mama Day.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Okay, hello, darlings. So, as you know, we're all about Mother's Day music today. Next, we go to Ghana and then to Kenya with Song of the Week.
Yeah, hello. Greetings from Bimbila, northern Ghana. This is Tago Mega. Happy Mother's Day to every mom in the world. 9 months in mother's tomb is not an easy task. Not even gold or silver can replace it. I say a very big happy Mother's Day to Mma Kande. And I'm dedicating a very beautiful music for my own self, Sasabu, to her and every mother in this world. Thank you.
Sasabu. Tago Mega, Undertaker. Yeah.
Kabuka, buka, 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 buka.
All right. Superstar.
Open for me. Make her enter. Give me honey. Make her feel I'm.
Yeah.
This is the Song of the Week.
All right. Hello, everybody. Hello. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
It's Song of the Week time, and we have a song that's called Shengerera Mama. Kwame, tell us about where that song's from.
So it's from Kenya, and it's by the artist Akodi.
Oh, yeah. We love it. It's perfect for this Sunday because it is Mother's Day. And let's just jump to it.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
celebrate you, mama.
Merci nzambe na ndenge oti mama na bomoi. Awe.
Shengerera Mama by Akodi from Kenya.
A very beautiful song, perfect for Mother's Day. And I hope everyone listening to this is enjoying the song with their mother.
Yes, I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Kwame Asante Ofori, Mr. Asante Ofori now and always.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. And that was
Song of the week.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
We go to the mothers of Mali.
Hi, I'm Kadiatou Traoré from Bambara Service, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. Happy Mother's Day. I want to dedicate this song to all of you mothers out there. It's called Kokabere by Adja Soumano from Mali. It means a mother's love is endless.
Nemba mi kilila te, nemba ma mode.
Yes, that was Kokabere by Aja Sumano from Mali. I'm Heather Maxwell and hope you're enjoying today's program. And for those just joining us, we're celebrating Mother's Day today, all hour long. Yes, we are. We've got two more wonderful songs that fit the celebration of mothers from Sierra Leone and then Morocco. But we pause now to enjoy this exclusive report from Mali once again on Oumou Sangaré's International Wassalou Music Festival that took place in mid-March.
Hello and greetings to Heather Maxwell and the Music Time in Africa team from Yanfolila, just a handful of miles from the border with Guinea and in the heart of Wassulu country. And what you hear are traditional hunters playing their music. I have come here for the International Wassulu Festival, or FIWA, as the French acronym goes. And the heart and soul of FIWA is Oumou Sangaré. Here she is, singing on her own stage at her own festival, honoring the region that gave her everything. But what I asked her is Wassulu country.
Wassulu is a melting pot. Men and boys came here with their cattle looking for pasture. They were Fulani from Futa Guinea, and they married the Malinke women who were living here. Then the white came and carved the Wassulu up. A small part of it went to Ivory Coast, and another part went to Guinea. The biggest part staying in Mali. The people who speak the same language and share the same culture, they don't respect the obstacles the whites put in place.
Le barrière de blanc.
This is how it all began in 1989 with a love song recorded in a studio in the Ivorian metropolis Abidjan. It sold 250,000 copies, and that didn't go unnoticed.
There was a record label that came to see me for an album, but I refused. I told them, I'm fine. I'm living well. I've built my own house. I don't want to make an album. But they didn't give up and kept asking me to share my music with the world. Well, it took them 2 years to convince me.
That album was, of course, Musulu, or Women. Oumou has never looked back. Here is Fadjamu from her latest offering, Mogoya, which she made in 2017.
This album is an evolution. The world changes. You adapt, but you keep your identity. If you listen to this album, you will know straight away this is Oumou Sangaré. You must not close your door to the rest of the world. You should remain open, but you must know who you are.
A great message there from Mali's most famous daughter. And sure enough, during her two-day music feast, everyone mingled freely. Guineans, Ivorians, and Malians from all parts of the country, including the troubled north. Kader Tarhanin is a young singer-guitarist from Taman Raset in Algeria, now living in Bamako. Umu made a special point of inviting touring musicians as part of Mali's musical Caravan for Peace.
If you look at all that's happening in my country, Mali needs this. We must show that we are still standing as a country. I think music can do that. Without it, I don't think the Tuaregs would have accepted my invitation. Yes, I believe strongly that music can change a lot in this country.
And she's living proof of that. I can't think of anyone who has done more for social change in Mali, especially for women and girls, than Umu Sangare. And now she's driving her home region's effort to develop culture and tourism. She even took time off to drive me and my colleagues to a special army checkpoint so that we could see for ourselves that this part of the country is safe. Now that's dedication for you. Thank you so much, Umu, and see you again next year. So now Mali's great diva bids you farewell from Yan Folila, and I hand you back to Heather Maxwell.
Okay, thank you, Brahm and Umu, for that exclusive report from Mali. Now, back to the music. Here's VOA's African beat host, David Vandy, to present the next song.
Hey, my name is David Vandy of African Beat VOA. I want to wish every mother out there a very happy Mother's Day today, just because you are a mother. I want you to know that mothers are one of the first indications of the sovereignty of God in our lives. Mothers teach us to have confidence and belief in ourselves. Mothers knew from experience how important for people to believe in themselves in order for children to be whole, strong, and grow with a healthy estimation of oneself. For all what you have taught us as children, I want to wish you a very happy Mother's Day, just because you are a mother.
Loving mama every day. every night. I love you, mama. 9 months you carry me in your womb from a baby. Look now, I'm a lady. You teach me all the good from the bad. You teach me how to respect the elders. You teach me how to share with the poor. Oh, mama, forever I will show you me love. I go love you, I go love you, I go love you, mama. Queen of me heart, I go love you every day. I go love you, I go love you, I go love you, mama. Queen of me heart, I go love you every day.
That was Mama by Lady Felicia of Sierra Leone, presented by David Vandy. Hey there, music lovies. This is Heather, and wow, we have arrived at our last song of the hour. This is presented by the young, talented band from Morocco, Dara Tribes. Some of you may remember them from previous editions of MTIA. They were my guests. Well, actually, I was their guest because I met them and interviewed them when I was in Morocco a few years ago. They present here their own song called Loued, in honor of mothers.
Assalamu alaikum.
From Dara Tribes in Morocco, we would like to wish all mothers around the world a very happy Mother's Day. We would like to present our song Loued, which means river, but which talks about the strength and the patience of the women of the Dara River and the women all over Morocco, whose love we cannot live without. Happy Mother's Day!
Jit nberk lek ya drawiya min qalb khatri mani shibha. جيت نبارك ليك يا الدرعاوية قمرة في سماها في الجو دوار
Thank you.
بيدي لفرق موس بليها شاني صعيب ما طبت لي
Dara Tribes from Morocco with Louette. It's time to say goodbye, music lovers. I hope you enjoyed this special Mother's Day show. Thank you so much for joining me. A very special thanks also goes to those who contributed to today's program. Mauro, Gibbs Dube, Thug Omega, Kadiatu Traore, David Vandy, and Dara Tribes. Thank you so much for your dedications. Also, thank you Brahms Posthumus and Umu Sankare for recording the interview from Yanfolila, Mali. Finally, thank you to Kwame Ofori for your help with Song of the Week, Shengerera Mama. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09500 UTC. And again, on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Yeah, just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay blessed and love your mama.